You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrick.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll recap the biggest headlines from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.
First, when you hear Mexican food, you probably think of the basics, the things like tacos and enchiladas. But our Food Friday guest today says contemporary Mexican cooking is that and so much more. In her latest book, she explores how Mexican foods have evolved and changed both north and south of the border.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What kind of Mexican cooking do you do in your home kitchen? If you have Mexican heritage, what family recipes are you making now? Have you passed down to future generations? And do you have any questions about Mexican cooking? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Patty Heenich joins us now to talk about her new cookbook. It's called Mexican Today: New and Rediscovered Recipes for Contemporary Kitchens. She's a chef and host of the nationally acclaimed PBS series Patty's Mexican Table. Patty, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, what do you mean when you say that Mexican food is evolving?
Well, I mean that, you know, when you deal with a cuisine that it's not your home cooking. So say for me it would be Chinese or Italian. It's just easy to put that kind of mother cuisine in a box and think, okay, Mexican food is tacos, Mexican food is enchiladas. But I feel like Mexican cuisine has grown completely borderless, that no longer can we say that you can only find extraordinary Mexican food south of the border. You can find incredible Mexican food all over the world, and it continues to update and adapt, and that doesn't mean that traditional Mexican food isn't incredible. It is, but that it just keeps on growing and expanding.
And fusion cuisine, that's something that's been in style in cooking circles for a long time. But you say that fusion is nothing new when it comes to Mexican cuisine. What do you mean by that?
Exactly, Veronica. I feel like if the word fusion had existed in the 1500s and 1600s and 17 and 18 and 1900s, all of Mexican cuisine would have been called fusion cuisine. It's just the word didn't exist, because if you think about it, Mexican gastronomy is the product of an intermarriage of the Mexican native cuisines of the local indigenous tribes, and as they intertwined with the Spanish, you know, conquerors when they arrived in the 1500s, and for 300 years it was this fusion, this intermarriage between, you know, there's rice and onion and garlic and oregano and cilantro and hibiscus flowers and mango and all of those things, cream, cheese, beef, pig, that didn't even exist before the old world met the new world. And then, of course, you have the Asian influence and the French influence. And I just think that Mexican cuisine is much more of a melting pot and a very diverse mosaic than we've, you know, begun to realize.
Well, with all that melting in the melting pot, all that fusion from around the world, is there still something, some core identity of Mexican food that you think, yeah, this is deep down what it's all about, even as we experiment with it?
100%. And that's why I think that Mexican cuisine is so strong, and it is a mother cuisine, like you would think French food or Italian food, because it has such strong pillars of identity. It has its basic techniques. It has its very, you know, strong ingredients, like the world of chilies and avocado and the mix of spices that are used. But throughout history, Mexican kitchens have embraced the Spanish desserts that came with the nuns, or Italian pasta, for example. There's a very peculiar way that Mexicans eat pasta. We call it fideo seco, and it is very Mexican. Or there's Mexican rice. There wasn't even rice before. So I think sometimes people get a little bit fearful that, oh, is there no Mexican food left because it's all over the place? But I feel that it's on the contrary, that, you know, Mexican food and flavors are able to incorporate and adapt new things into their repertoire. And yes, I think you can't say that a dish is Mexican just because you threw a jalapeno dish in there. Yeah, jalapeno in there. But there's certain, you know, flavor combinations and the ways in which we cook things that, you know, that when you try it, it is really good Mexican.
Can you talk a little bit about the Mexican pasta? How would you describe what makes
course.
Pasta Mexican?
And that is, I think it's one of my favorite childhood dishes. We call it fideo seco. And it's usually a starter. It's also called sopa seca or dry soup, which I find to be very funny. So Mexicans typically fry the pasta in a little bit of oil, very much like Italians do with risotto. So we fry the pasta in a little bit of oil until it becomes toasty and the color changes to that beige to like a toasty brown and a little bit golden. And then we add the liquid to it, say a tomato broth or chicken broth or whatever the flavoring will be for that pasta. And the pasta finishes cooking in that broth. So rather than cooking the pasta in water until al dente or until the moment you want to cook it and then adding the sauce, we fry the pasta, give it that layer of flavoring, and it also gives the pasta a very unique quality and another layer of taste, and then we cook it in the broth. So it's a very unique way to make pasta. And of course, we usually add one kind of a chili or another. It doesn't have to be spicy, but one of my favorite ones adds chipotle chili in adobo sauce. And then you have a very rich pasta that we see, I'm getting hungry, that you garnish with Mexican crema and some queso fresco, some slices of avocado. And, you know, there's all sorts of pasta casseroles that we make in Mexican home kitchens that have different kinds of cheeses and cream or that have different kinds of wild mushrooms and chicken broth. And it's just a different way of cooking the pasta, but very tasty.
We were talking about Mexican food, Mexican cooking with Patty Hienich. Her newest book is Mexican Today, New and Rediscovered Recipes for Contemporary Kitchens. And Patty, you provided us with a recipe. We've got this up on the Central Time Facebook page. Asparagus, mushroom, and goat cheese enchiladas with pine nut mole sauce. Now, again, we've got a link to that. We got all the details there. But Patty, can you walk us through the basics? What makes this recipe special?
Well, first of all, many people think about Mexican cuisine and they think, oh, it's not that healthy or it has too much cheese or everything is fried, which couldn't be farther away from the truth. A lot of Mexican food is, you know, vegetarian, vegetable, seed, grain-based. And so these enchiladas have asparagus and mushrooms that are lightly seared and then cooked with a little bit of thyme and orange zest. And, you know, that takes just a few minutes. And then for the sauce, it's a pine nut mole sauce. You can use pine nuts, which I find to be really delicious. Not many people know that pine nuts are used in Mexican cooking, but they've existed for a long time in the culinary repertoire. We love them in popsicles, for example. And the pine nuts are cooked with onion and garlic and the juice of that orange that we use, the zest, for searing those vegetables, and tomatoes and broth. And then you get a very rich and tasty mole sauce that bathes the corn tortillas that are wrapping those vegetables. And then you garnish with a little bit of toasted pine nuts. I like to add some goat cheese in there as well, or queso fresco, but you can also skip the cheese. And they're really, really yummy.
I have to say that the recipe looks delicious. I think I'm going to be trying that one out in the next couple of weeks. And if someone wants something that's maybe a little simpler, you've got a recipe for matzo ball soup with jalapenos. And that's one of those kind of fusion recipes you were talking about. Can you tell us about that one?
Yes, of course. Well, Veronica, that is a recipe from my grandmother, actually. Not many people know about the Mexican Jewish community, which has been in Mexico for centuries. Since the Spanish arrived in Mexico, there were a few conversos that came along in those boats. And then there's been different, you know, immigrant waves of Jews throughout Mexico's history. And the Jewish cooking in Mexico has really benefited from the richness and the wealth and the color and the warmth of Mexican ingredients. One of the examples is the matzo ball soup that I have in my book, which my grandmother on my mother's side used to cook it on a bed of steamed mushrooms and jalapenos and onion. It's super, super tasty, and she added nutmeg to her matzo balls. And then another example, which is not in my book, but it's in my blog, is the gefilte fish in the style of Veracruz or a la Veracruzana. And that is not anything new. That is a recipe that any Mexican Jewish bobe has made in Mexico for over a century, you know?
Wow.
So it's a classic in Jewish homes. And instead of having the gefilte fish sort of sitting in a little bit of a jello of fish, which is the usual, and you really need an acquired taste to love it, which of course you do if you eat it since you're very little. The Mexican-style gefilte fish is based in a tomato sauce that's very rich and spiked with pickled blonde chilies or pepperoncini and olives and capers, and it's just, you don't need an acquired taste for that, let's just say.
We're talking right now to Chef Patty Hinich about her new cookbook. It's called Mexican Today.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about Mexican cooking? What kind of Mexican dishes do you like to make at home? What's your favorite kind of Mexican food? If this is part of your heritage, what are some of those recipes that have been handed down through the generations? If you've traveled in Mexico, what did you discover there? Is there something you want to recreate? Maybe Patty can help you out. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post and find a recipe on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up our conversation now with Patty Hinich about her new cookbook. It's called Mexican Today.
And you can join in now at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your favorite Mexican dishes. If you have Mexican heritage yourself, what recipes have stood the test of time in your kitchen? What new wrinkles have you put on it? If you have questions about food you've eaten here in Mexico, anywhere, maybe how to recreate it at home, give us a call. 800-642-1234 is the number, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go to our callers now. We have Jennifer first in Random Lake. Jennifer, hi.
Yes, hi. Thank you. And I'm happy to hear this conversation. I enjoy seeing Patty on television. I'm married to a Mexican, and he has a special birthday. He's turning 30 in a couple weeks, and I'm just wondering if there's any special Mexican birthday tradition, food traditions that I should be aware of, and maybe something simple I could cook for him for his birthday.
Nice. What a fun question. What about that, Patty?
What a great question, and thank you so much for watching my show and letting me in your home. I think, for me, enchiladas are so festive and so easy. And I have different enchiladas in my enchilada chapter. Two that are the favorite in my house with my boys and my husband are either the shrimp enchiladas with a very rich tomato sauce, and that you can make in 25 minutes. You know, you buy the corn tortillas, you make the tomato sauce, it's very easy, and you just sear the shrimp. You buy it already peeled, and it takes a few minutes. You have some gorgeous enchiladas. You dress them with some ripe avocado. That's one option. The other one, which I really, really love, and so is my family, are some pork tenderloin enchiladas. The pork tenderloin is, you make a very simple sage and garlic and olive oil rub, and then you sear it and cook it for 30 minutes on your stovetop or in the oven, very simple, and you make a green mole sauce that has just like 6 or 7 ingredients. They go pureed in the blender and then cooked in a saucepan. And very easy to make as well.
All right, Jennifer, good luck and a happy birthday, happy 30th birthday to your husband. We'll go next to Imelda on the line in Caspian. Imelda, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Imelda?
Hi, I'm just calling because I'm originally from Guanajuato, Mexico, and I was just listening to the radio, and she was talking about the dry pasta, and I grew up eating that type of pasta. My mom used to make it, and it's so good. And I normally, you know, make it at home, too, for my daughter. Something I also would like to share is that pozole is something that we normally traditionally cook. I don't know if you're familiar rice.
Very familiar with pozole, and let me tell you that I was just in Guanajuato filming the last season of my show, and me and the entire crew were in awe looking at this beauty of the city, and people are so warm, and of course, food was phenomenal. I don't know if you remember the guajolotas, the tortas that are stuffed with chicharrón.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I think, and I had never tried them. I had gone to Guanajuato when I was a little girl once and didn't know those existed. And this time we went back and we were all going wild over those tortas. But pozole, yes, we love very much. My mom makes a red wine in the Jalisco style, and it's the one we like it so much. We had that pozole for my wedding, and yes, we love it. But see, all Mexicans grew up eating Mexican-style pasta. Very Mexican.
And thanks for that call, Imelda. So what's the dish Imelda brought up there, Patty? Pozoles?
Oh, pozole. So pozole is a one-pot meal that generally has one kind of meat or another, be it pork or chicken, and then it has these giant corn, hominy, and then you add a lot of garnishes. You add radishes and lettuce and onion and cilantro, and it's like a party in a bowl.
All right.
And then you also referenced some things specific to Imelda's city. What was a torta stuffed with chicharron, did you say?
That
tell us about that.
There are all these dishes that if you drive through Mexico, you find these dishes that exist just in one location. And in the city where she comes from, in Guanajuato, they have these tortas called guajolotas, which are, say, imagine an individual baguette, or what we call a telera or a bolillo, which is just a crunchy bread. And then they stuff it with chicharrones or fried pig skin. And then they add a lot of avocado and a very spicy pico de gallo.
Ah, that sounds like
it. It is so good, you guys. You start eating it, and the chicharrón, which is very crispy and dry, as you eat it, the pico de gallo starts soaking it. So by the end of the torta, it's so deliciously chewy. It's like a crazy good torta.
We're talking to Patty Heenich. Her new cookbook is Mexican Today. And we'll go back to our callers now with Noah on the line in Waukesha. Noah, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to... my mother, I'm Mexican, or first-generation American, but Mexican heritage. And my mother and grandmother always make albóndigas. And I was wondering if you've ever heard of that. And it's just... And then that goes... Just, I know your guest mentioned, like, Mexican is, like, Italian food a little bit, and it's like a meatball. Albóndigas, like, a meatball stew.
Albóndigas, Patty?
Yes, of course. Yeah. He's so right. You were so right. Of course, every Mexican loves an albóndiga, and albóndigas are the Mexican version of a meatball, except that we eat it with a lot more sauce, and it's very soupy. I don't know if you would agree. But there's all kinds of meatballs. In my first cookbook, I had the very traditional albóndigas in a tomato and chipotle sauce. And in this next cookbook, I have another very traditional recipe for meatballs. But this one has a sauce that comes from the region of Michoacán, which combines tomatillos, the green tomatillos, with the dry guajillo chilies, which you can now find everywhere. And it's another version of meatballs that's really good. But yeah, you know, albóndigas are one of those dishes that are so nurturing and that just speak of home and childhood, I think.
Well, Noah, thank you so much for that call. And Patty, we're getting into the thick of farmers market season here in Wisconsin. And I wonder if you could walk us through maybe an easy salsa or two that you might put together with garden stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, now that we're getting into finding great fresh tomatoes, you just need to find these three ingredients, and I'll tell you many versions of what to do with them. If you find ripe tomatoes, and if they're not very ripe, let them ripen in your counter, very ripe tomatoes, then some fresh jalapenos or serrano chilies, some white onion. If you chop all those three and add a little bit of lime juice and olive oil and salt, and if you have a little bit of cilantro, you have your basic pico de gallo salsa. And with that salsa, you can dip it, you can dip your chips in it, you can use it to dress your quesadillas or your tacos or on top of an omelette. Mm. Now, with those same ingredients, if you boil them, you grab your pound of tomatoes, your one fresh chili, your piece of an onion, you boil them for 10 minutes, you know, cover them in water, boil them for 10 to 15 minutes until they're very, very, very soft and mushy. You put them all in a blender with salt, and you have a basic red salsa. And that salsa you can use to make huevo rancheros. You can make some meatballs and cook them in that sauce. And then those same ingredients, if you grab the tomato, the chili, and the onion, and you roast them or grill them or char them, and then you puree them, you have a roasted red salsa.
Fantastic, Patty, and we'll leave it there. That's Patty Heenich. Thanks to her so much for joining us today. Her new book is Mexican Today, New and Rediscovered Recipes for Contemporary Kitchens. She's a chef, and you can watch her on the nationally acclaimed PBS series, Patty's Mexican Table.
And don't forget, you can find the link to a recipe for asparagus, mushroom, and goat cheese enchiladas with pine nut mole sauce on the Central Time Facebook page.